Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on The Let's Talk. It's the last of the month of September 2022. In the next 4 days, we would say goodbye to September and welcome to the 10th month of 2022. I trust your Monday went well. I trust you were able to get some level of work done. If this was not it, don't get discouraged, do not get frustrated. It only gets better from here. On today's episode of the podcast, I would be discussing, in clear terms, by the grace of God, matching energy. Every single thing to say here, please listen to me. I know what I'm saying. I genuinely know what I'm saying. Like, I have experience in this. I have experience, and take my word for it, trust. You know how we all crave for relationships, people at different levels, at different areas of our lives. I want to have friends, we have significant others, we have girlfriends, we have boyfriends, we have husbands, and we have wives. At different times in our lives, yeah, there comes a time when, take for instance, Mr. A and Mr. B are friends. Now imagine if Mr. A is sending very high energy frequency across to Mr. B, but when it comes to Mr. B, send his own energy frequency low, and this happens consistently over time. And Mr. A says, I'm a very good person, I do not mind, I'm going to keep on giving a high energy frequency. And Mr. B says, come on, I'm just, this is like my barest minimum, I do not mind it gets higher than this. I'm not going to make any conscious efforts to increase my energy frequency, I'm just going to maintain this low level. Mr. B knows that the energy level he is sending is way lower than what his friend Mr. A sends, but he maintains that level over time, and there you can see on the friendship graph that there is huge difference over time. Mr. A gets tired, Mr. A gets strained, because from the look of things, it seems that he has been the one carrying the friendship on his head. He has been the one putting in much energy, he has been the one doing a whole lot in the friendship, yeah. And Mr. A says one day, you know what, Mr. B, I don't think I'm going to be able to continue this friendship again. I'm tired. It's not ticking anymore. It's not ticking boxes for me anymore. And Mr. B gets upset. Yeah, he gets upset that Mr. A is saying something like this. This real life, this scenario I just painted out did not happen to me, but I'm just creating this scenario for us to understand what I'm talking about on the podcast. You need to, as a human, match energy for energy. Note, it's not a selfish act. It is a looking out for oneself act. You are looking out for yourself. You are doing what best. You might think that, I'm a very good person. I think I have enough energy to compensate for the deficiency of the other party. Lie. It would start off, you think, okay, I can sustain this. But it will get to a point where the strain comes. And the moment that strain happens, the moment that strain kicks in, you begin to understand that, this thing that I thought I had under control, way out of my... Because the truth is, energies are stuff that, to a very great extent, we can control. They are stuff that we can determine how high it is and how low. So if you are a high energy frequency giving human being, individual, and you are receiving a low energy frequency from your friend or whoever you are relating with, please, by all means, drop that high energy level to match the low energy level of that other person. He or she is not willing to increase his or her energy level. Please, for your peace of mind and sanity. I think this is like the crudest thing I'm ever going to say on this podcast ever, but please bring it down to its lowest stem. And if you always send out low energy level and you receive high energy levels, try as much as possible to take that energy level up, because you are straining the other person, you are straining the other party, you are straining the individual so much that if you genuinely value your relationship with the other person, you will do what it takes to ensure that your energy level increased. You would not want to be sending out low energy levels. You would not want to make your energy level to suffer. You don't want to be the low guy while the other party is the high guy, because he or she is sending high energy frequency. When people send a particular energy frequency to you, in summary, try as much as possible to match it. Try as much to match that energy. If you are a high energy frequency giving individual, continue. I pray for you that find other high energy frequency giving individuals and you people interact and bond well. And if you are a low energy frequency giving individual, fix up, my guy. Fix up. Change. There is room for change. There is late for your energy levels to go up. It's not late. There a whole lot can happen if you are intentional about getting better, if you want to get intentional about getting your energy levels up. I really hope this, if you know anyone who knows this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.